This episode of EduQuest is brought to you by Mingoville Fun Clock. Mingoville Fun Clock is an educational game that'll teach your kid to tell the time. Fun Clock is created by the award-winning educational company Mingoville and available for Android and iOS devices. Visit mingovillefunclock.com and follow them on Twitter at Mingoville. This is EduQuest, episode 92, Tomia Mersman. So welcome everyone, this is EduQuest. I'm very excited to be joined by Tomia Mersman. She is Associate Dean and one of the two directors for the Washington University new online law program for foreign lawyers, and very happy, Tomia, that you agreed to meeting with me today and doing our little interview.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. I'm really happy to be here. We're excited about this new project.
Exactly. As you are basically the first university taking a law program and particularly targeting foreign lawyers or law students and doing this completely online. Tell me a little bit about the process, how and when did you decide that this was like really something for you, now going 100% online, and also how did you figure it out to do it? How did you look for a partner, and was it difficult? And tell me a little bit about the process in general at the beginning.
Sure, I'd be happy to. As many of your viewers and listeners probably realize, the legal profession and legal education is very conservative, and we are slow to change and really have been, are typically kind of slow to embrace new technology. So that's one of the reasons well, I think this is really innovative and certainly fun and interesting as an educator, but really an exciting project for us. There are other law schools who certainly have made some forays into online education with either some specialty LLM programs for domestic United States students, or even one who has an aspect for foreign-trained U.S. law. So while we're not the first, I think that we are the first sort of top tier or high-end law school who's building out a whole online program for foreign-trained LLMs. And the difference for that is we're looking at people who are already attorneys in their own countries, have already practiced law school, and want to get the broad-based knowledge in U.S. law and perhaps sit for a bar exam in the United States, but are in a position in their careers and their families and their lives where it's not optimal to have to take a year out and travel and come to the United States and stay here for 9 months to a year and leave their businesses, their jobs, their families. And with the world of technology, we should be able to do better than that for those students. Mm-hmm. We honestly weren't looking to do this. We had been thinking about how do we expand our foreign train program, how do we expand our global reach, and Tutor came to us. So I think that some of your readers and viewers and colleagues are quite familiar with Tutor already, so I don't know that I need to give a lot of background on that, except that they came to us and said, we're looking for an exclusive partner in law to move into disciplines in law, and we're intrigued by your school. And it started from we're a skeptical group by nature in training, so it took a lot of conversation. For us to sit down and say, online, I don't know about that. And then, you know, how do we know it's going to be good? And the thing that really drew us is that with Tutor, really quality matters. And we looked at the other programs they'd been doing with peer institutions of ours, with USC and UNC and Georgetown, and said if they've partnered with this company, we should take a look. And we did. And we spent a lot of time kicking the tires and talking to the founders and the curriculum developers and talking to their partners, primarily at UNC with the MBA program, because that's a little bit more similar to a law program, and realized that we could do this and we could do it well And we could really make some change in how online education is perceived in legal education. And we're excited about that.
And that's exactly the reason why I was also excited about having the opportunity for a talk with you today, as myself and also the viewers and listeners know, I would say, the startup side very well, but having this exclusive look in how are those decisions being taken within an institution of higher education and within your department, and what the mindset was at the beginning and how you basically developed this partnership is so very interesting for us to hear. As of course, I imagine as a university you have to maintain your reputation, or even of course grow and building your reputation, and then on the other hand having something then online which might sound promising, but of course you have to be a little bit careful when is the right point I guess for you as an institution to say, yeah, we are ready now and we think that online has enough potential to actually say and start doing something now in 2012. Yeah.
Right. I think you definitely hit all the high points, and you see what were some of our major concerns. And it's unfortunate to say that with everything, brand is a concern at the beginning. You want to make sure that you're looking at working with a partner who cares about your brand and cares about what you have. And education for so many years, particularly legal education, it's a bricks and mortar business. You know, how we train lawyers is we sit in a classroom and we use a Socratic method and we interact closely with each other, and looking at how that could be done in an online environment was frankly very scary to people within our building, within our institution. We're lucky that from very early on our chancellor and our provost were very supportive of us exploring it. I work with a dean, Dean Severud, who is very innovative and very interested in exploring new opportunities and really taking a critical, I don't think critical in a bad way, but a very measured, kind of careful look at things and seeing how they can at least, at minimum, meet our standards or exceed them in ways that still allow us to pursue our primary mission. And so we're trying to educate future legal leaders, and we want to do that on a global level and making sure that anything we explored, we weren't sacrificing any of that quality. So one of the fun parts as an educator for me has been starting, once we really get past some of the hype and the PR and those pieces, to really digging into a course and saying, what are we trying to do as teachers in a law classroom, and how taking apart that interaction, what part of it can you do in a self-paced way in asynchronous sessions? What part of it can you do in asynchronous sessions, self-paced, to get to a point where your live session is more valuable? And you're really getting to those, our dean talks about, you know, those kind of aha moments when you hit in a classroom, that how do you, you know, build up to where you get to those quickly and easily, and you're using, that's the best use of your students and your faculty's time in that live session. So that's been really interesting, to separate those different components of a classroom. One other thing that I think has been really interesting for us, too, is when, for the foreign-trained lawyers, most of them, English is their second language, and while they are very intelligent and very well-trained in your home country, taking courses in another language at a high level is challenging. I certainly could not take classes in anything other than English. I would be completely, you know, a fish out of water. So being able to address this population specifically and looking at our courses and dissecting them, there's some things where it would be wonderful to go back and hear it three or four times and make sure you got the material well. Well, in a live classroom, we don't record all our classes. You can't do that. So it's hard to engage in the Socratic dialogue and still absorb the material in a way that you can go back and study it if you need to.
So you touched on many of the important components. So we have to imagine that basically what Tudor did and do in this partnership with the university is basically that they provide you with a platform where you can put your content and set up the classes so that you have have the, as you said, the asynchronous side, the self-paced learning, and then the synchronous classes, or practically, how do we have to imagine how your students get to the material and take the courses?
One of the things that I think is really interesting how Tudor has approached this with their partners is that we're doing the part that we can do best, and they're doing the part that they can do best. And by that, I mean admissions, curriculum. The teaching is all us, but they have the technology and the ability to help us create that. While we, I think, do a really, really fine job of using technology within our legal, within our building and our law community for a law school, we don't have the resources or the background to do this at the level that a partner like Tudor does, to really integrate a variety of different platforms. And I'll even use all the wrong technology if I try and say it, because that's their job to be the experts in, not mine. And to sit down with each of our faculty, we're starting to do the curriculum development now. So they'll sit down with our contracts professor. And we've spent a bunch of sessions this spring where we sit down and say, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying to do in a week in a classroom with a particular case. How do we take that apart? And then they're being fabulous, like going out and saying, here are the tools that we can either create or we can adapt for the students to be able to, whether it's interact with material online by reading a law case and identifying what are the facts for the plaintiff and the defendant. How would you argue if you were the plaintiff? How if you were the defendant? How having a question posed and maybe being able to see how some other students have responded and incorporate those answers and present your own answer and have a faculty member then look at that before you get into the live session, and you're already at a much more level playing field. So we're just getting into the tough and the fun part, and I'd love to check back in with you in a few months where we've been able to do a little bit more of that. But right now we're at the level where it's as the faculty, we can look and as a teacher and say, this is what I'm trying to relay, and this is how I'm trying to connect with the students. And then on the have a partner where they understand the technology and social media and community and are way more savvy about that than we are, to be a true partnership and end up with an amazing product. So that's the part I'm excited about, is I'm learning new things every day, and that's fun for all of us, and I know that's why you do what you do and why I do what I do.
No, I absolutely understand. Both sides bring really their expertise to the table, and then, as you said, the months to come will show how the precise program will then actually look like in the end. But from your answer, I get that Tutor is going to take their time and really work with you on a very in-depth and very individual basis on seeing how each professor basically imagines their course being brought online, and then really having this probably very tailored result in the end.
Absolutely. One of the things that really drew us to this partnership is that you will not see simply a recorded lecture that a student is viewing online. That's just not going to happen. We have each of our faculty that are developing specific courses, the curriculum developers from Tudor, well, they have teams that are doing so much from the technology and startup end of this. For instance, the launch website, that's something that they were able to assist us with in a very professional and timely way to get things moving quickly. Educational institutions also don't move very fast, so it's really important for us to have people who, you know, live out in the real world and are able to help us move along more quickly to everything from the back-end technology of how do you take an application from people all over the world, how do you evaluate their materials, how mm-hmm. do you quickly turn around and handle that, to the curriculum piece of developing and adapting a variety of tools and sitting down one-on-one with a faculty member over, you know, long blocks of time and working individually, how can we use these tools to help you teach what you want to teach to your students in this segment? Mm-hmm. And for every faculty member, it's going to be different. And that's something that's giving our faculty a comfort level that at the end of the day, it's still their course mm-hmm. and their work product of how they want to do it, but using tools that they would not have even imagined or been able to do on their own. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. That was even a very fascinating answer. No. I'm definitely excited to hear a little bit more about it when you're actually
right.
working with the product.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very interesting. And so let me ask a little bit, maybe one or two broader questions.
Sure.
Because, when you are now having this objective of bringing this course for the foreign lawyers or attorneys online, you're also bringing your content, your teaching, basically, online.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in a legal sense, of course, interesting. But do you have as a university, or also you personally, do you think this is how we are going to teach and learn in the future, or do you think it will be one way, or do you have a certain, let's make it very broad, a certain opinion about content in the future and its consumption?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think that my opinion continues to evolve on that. I have to tell you that a couple years ago, I would not have thought you could teach a law class well in an online environment. And I've been convinced that we can do that, and we can do that really well. I think it's going to work very well for this particular program. And as a university, and certainly as a law school, we are constantly looking for ways to improve what we do and use technology to assist us in what we do. So, you know, these are tools. I think around, obviously, as we know, and you know better than I do, the world is changing so quickly with the way technology integrates. I just saw in your blog from yesterday or today saying that Skype is getting boring and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I
yeah.
looked at that and I thought about it. And, you know, when it really kind of embeds to what you do, that it's just natural, I think that's the point where it might blend more into some of our other programs. So we're already thinking about ways that this learning platform could enhance what we do in our other programs
mm-hmm.
and enhance the experience of the students around the edges. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how that changes over the next even, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, certainly,
mm-hmm.
you know, 5, 8, 10 years, to see when it becomes second nature, then it won't be such a terrifying and big deal to look at using technology. It'll be seen to enhance the relationship between a faculty member and a student and not replace it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be really interesting to see, and I think my opinion changes on that all the time. So
it's evolving,
you know, when we
yeah.
cut back and talk about curriculum in a few months, I might have changed my opinion on that too.
From the point where you are today, mm-hmm. Basically having taken the decision to do and to bring this first program online, can you well imagine for the Washington University Law School and Washington University
mm-hmm.
that you are going to bring more courses online and that you will have maybe the brick-and-mortar classroom and the online classroom simultaneously, or what do you think today is your, like, maybe if you want, vision for the future of higher education?
Well, I think right now it would probably be I'm kind of just looking into a crystal ball to say that, but I think there, over the short term, there are definitely opportunities for students to have part of their educational experience in higher education be online. Mm-hmm. I'm still enough of a traditionalist that I can't imagine, and I don't want to say it can't be done or can't be done well, I can't yet imagine an experience for certain programs where you would do the entire experience online and have the same sense of community and connection to the faculty and the institution that I did sitting, you know, going away to a four-year college education and mm-hmm. sitting in the room and living and studying with students. But I say that with my limited perspective of how much I've done that. I see, for instance, tutors program at USC, the social work and the teaching programs. The teaching program has had enough cycles of people through now where seeing the level of commitment of those students and those graduates to University of Southern California having maybe not set foot on the campus until graduation is just really stunning to me. So, you know, I hope that we have that same connection with our students in this LLM program, but I can see if that experience can be as rich as it appears to be in some of these other programs, then who knows what happens in 4 years. I have to be frankly honest, it's kind of scary to someone who spent their career doing it a certain way, but our institution is certainly embracing the ideas of it, mm-hmm. and we've had a lot of people very interested in what the law school is doing, and in the past 48 hours had a lot of people around the globe and other legal educators interested in what we're doing. So, you know, the first nibble is the interest is there.
I think this is the important point, as you said. You are embracing it and not showing the other direction of maybe being afraid is not necessarily bad. I think closing...
Well, good, because we're a little afraid.
I think closing yourself as an institution like towards these or against these ideas would have been the negative thing, but embracing mm-hmm. with a little bit of fear or appropriate skepticism, I think is a good thing. So
well, good.
Well, thank
I
you
think
so
that's
much.
Correct.
Yeah, I definitely would love to follow up with you as soon as there is maybe something. Practical or some details
Absolutely.
To share. Is there anything you would like to point people generally interested in the program to, or some social media or something? So where can people who want to like dig deeper can find something?
Absolutely. The name of the program is at WashU Law, which is mm-hmm. at WASHULAW, and the website is onlinelaw.wustl.edu. That's onlinelaw.wustl.edu, and that's a great start of a lot of information. We'll be adding a lot more to that along the line, and we would love to keep in touch and check back in when some of our curriculum is getting a little bit more developed and we'll have some practical examples we can dig into.
Mm-hmm. Ah, definitely, that would be great. So I'm going to put the links you just mentioned in the
great.
Blog post, so then everybody can then directly access them. And, well, I have to thank you so much, Tamia, for taking the time and really sharing the point of view and the insight from somebody in higher education. So now that we have then both perspectives, startup perspective from tutor side and you as the institution and, of course, the person in higher education responsible for the program. That's great.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again.